The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone and welcome to our meditation. And yesterday's meditation, I recommended the word yes as an expression of an affirmation and a confidence in the practice. Today I'd like to offer the word no. The word no, to say no to something, not this, can be done with love, love for oneself, love for the situation, not as a hostility towards anything, but a wise caring for the whole situation. And in the context of meditation, some of you have meditated for a long time, and you're probably very familiar with movements of your mind, thoughts and ideas, and maybe even certain attitudes that you have that doesn't really serve the world, that they're not healthy, not helpful. In fact, they are might be detrimental or a waste of time. And so to recognize that and to say, no, that's not what I'm going to do now. No, thank you. Or not now. Or no thank you. It doesn't have to be harsh. It doesn't have to be hostile. It doesn't have to be proof that you're doing something wrong or proof that you're somehow, bad person because your mind has done what it does. The mind does all kinds of things that we don't have to identify with, but we do have the choice to say, I don't have to be involved with that. There's no need to be. If we don't identify, we don't live in those thoughts, those attitudes, we can and then we step back and say, no, I don't have to pick that up. I don't have to be involved in that. Not now. No, thank you. And have clarity about this no. No. And then come back and be with the practice. Be with the practice. And when the mind starts, you see the mind going off to do these other things again, say no in a way where the attitude of the no, the word no, is expressed in a way that feels healthy, that feels caring, that feels friendly to the situation. And so that when we finish saying no, it isn't that you feel like you're harsh or curt or something. You feel, oh yeah, that was good to not choose to go in that direction. There's more valuable things to do. So, to say no to a slumping posture by taking an upright, alert posture, or your equivalent, depending on what posture you're in, a posture that evokes a certain kind of healthy alertness in the body. Not tense or stressed, but alert. And to lower your gaze, relax the focus of the eyes. And to gently close the eyes. And as a affirmation of being here and now, at this time, in this place, you might take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Long, slow, deep breaths. exhaling, as relaxing as you exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And it can be an affirmation of being present here and now, to go through your body to relax it. Relax the muscles of your face. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the chest, softening in the heart area. And softening the belly. Perhaps as you exhale, relaxing the whole body. So the weight of gravity and the weight of your body, the pull of gravity and the weight of your body becomes a gentle affirmation. Here, now is the time and place to be. And also maybe relaxing any mental tension, pressure to think. Maybe now is a gentle no, not now. This is not healthy or useful to continue with the tension and the pressure of the mind. And to whatever degree it's possible, soften and relax the mind. And then to gently settle into the body breathing. Settle into the moment here and now. And when you find yourself wandering off in thoughts or having attitudes which are not helpful, see if you can find a loving way to say no. Not now, not this. A no that protects you from pouring your life energy into those thoughts, those attitudes, maybe even those feelings. And instead, this valuable life energy that we have, to let it go into awareness, attention here and now, breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. a gentle, loving no, to step away from preoccupations, fantasies, attitudes that are not helpful right now. To step away. And then an affirmation, a yes, for here and now in the practice. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to consider how our capacity to say no or not this, capacity to turn away from unhealthy and unhelpful states of mind and activities, how it protects people, others, from our words, our actions that are harmful to ourselves and to others, and how the ability to turn away from harmful tendencies gives us the opportunity to turn towards what is beneficial, to recognize benefit, to recognize, discover where we can meet the world with friendliness and kindness, care, compassion. And so as we come to the end of this sitting, to do so, to turn our attention now outwards to the people we know and don't know out in the world, people suffering from poverty and war and oppression, racism, hate, and to all people, to wish them well, to wish them to be free of their suffering, internal and external. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may the influence of our meditation, our collectively and individually, spread out into the world today for the welfare and happiness of all.